from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A little Donna Summer on the radio. A great song for National Radio Day.
I like it.
Like Donna Summer, Solana?
Yeah. Oh, goodness. More of a Donna Winter kind of guy.
Oh, goodness.
Radio, ladies and gentlemen. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Very excited. Ryan and I from Ryan, the owner of Funky Buddha. We got tickets today with our wives. We're going to go see Men at Work at the Broward Center. Little Land Down Under and a Vegemite sandwich. If you know, you know.
Vegemite.
Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Spot to watch college football. We talk about college football today. We will, again, this hour. It begins this Saturday. You can watch all the college football games you want to see at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Got all the HD TVs. And then for pro football, they got the NFL Red Zone package. They do beer and cocktail and food specials during the football games. And it's a great place to watch sports, certainly football, which is upon us. They also have a great happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 6:30 p.m. So it's going on right now. $5 beers, $8 and $10 cocktails, $5 select wines, $8 premium wines, $6 to $8 bites. It is going off at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Love that place. I was telling Crowder yesterday, Solana, you were off. I was telling him yesterday, we went there Friday night for dinner, and I got all my favorites, you know, the yucca tots and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But they have a blueberry cobbler wheat ale. First of all, I had them make me an Aperol Spritz. They make them. They have cocktails now at Funky Buddha. So I had an Aperol Spritz there, but Ryan had me try the blueberry cobbler wheat ale. And I have to tell you, I think it's my favorite beer that they make there. Like, I loved it. And, you know, telling Crowder yesterday, like, I can't drink those heavy, harsh beers, the IPAs and stuff. My palate just won't take it. But that blueberry wheat ale, holy mackerel, that is good.
You know what you do when you go to Funky Buddha? You find a beer you love, it's your favorite, and then the next time you find a new favorite, and I've done it for about 7-8 years now.
You get a flight there, too. Like, I mean, you can try all their flavors.
You know, they get the spicy one. They had the cayenne pepper and stuff. Yes. I fell in love with those last time I was there. Yeah, hey, man, Casey and Ryan, they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center, why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks How about this? Just some random NFL news. We've been kind of following the Cowboy CeeDee Lamb saga. Jerry Jones today was asked about contract negotiations, how they're going with the wide receiver. Quote, and he was asked if he's optimistic about getting a deal done. His quote was, "I think I am. And when I say that, it doesn't sound too promising. The facts the facts are that I believe will come together. I don't want to speak for him. That's what I'm trying not to do. But we wouldn't have offered him what we've offered him if we didn't want him to be here."
I've maintained this, and I still maintain it. There is no way the Cowboys go into this regular season without CeeDee Lamb as one of the receivers. There's no way. Jerry Jones doesn't throw seasons away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe when he first took over and he completely overhauled, Jerry Jones is not throwing a season away. And if you have CeeDee Lamb on your roster and he's not out there playing because of money, you're throwing a season away. So I don't think he does that.
Oh, and you know what? CeeDee Lamb and his team, his agent, they know the same thing you just said. Hey, should I go to camp? No worry, don't go. There's no way that Jerry Jones is going having a top three receiver in the league and not going to let you play on the first week. Go work out, go run, stay in shape, catch a couple balls. You'll get your money before game one.
Tonight, the Miami Marlins are in action. They will play game two of a three-game set versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. 6:40 p.m. is tonight's first pitch time. Obviously, the Dolphins continue their training camp. They will be on Friday night in Tampa Bay, but they'll get there for a joint practice Wednesday. That will be the Dolphins' final training camp practice of this training camp season. Today, they had their final practice at Miami Gardens. Tyreek Hill had a brace on his right hand. Doesn't appear to be too serious of an injury. Tron Armstead, Jordan Poyer, and Jalen Ramsey were all back on the practice field.
We are so close, fellas. We are so damn close. Got to get through Friday night. They always give you this week off in between the last preseason game and the start of the regular season.
Yeah, they implemented this when they cut the preseason game, but the season always starts that second weekend of September.
I'm ready to roll, man. I am so ready.
They might have started earlier, but we always had a week off. Even with four, you'd have that
really?
Week, you know. Yeah, you'd always play early. You played on Thursday, Friday, and you'd have like 10 days until that, till the real game start.
Good, it's college.
UMUF.
College
August
football.
August 31st.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all here. It's all here.
Can't wait.
Yeah, Crowder, NFL always started after Labor Day. Like the week after Labor Day. Because college football, that's their weekend. I feel like FSU always played on Labor Day, but college football week one always starts then.
Mm-hmm. And I remember playing on 9/11 a lot of times.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you have the whole memorabilia and all that stuff. I don't think it's memorabilia, but.
Probably not,
you know,
memorabilia.
Yeah. Memorandum.
No, it's not a memorandum. And when you say played on 9/11 a lot, I mean, probably once every 7 years. They bring it around quicker.
I probably played twice. And then other teams play. Like, they try to make it something.
I specifically remember being at the time, Pro Player Stadium, and your team played the Denver Broncos on September 11th. Jason Taylor strip sacked to end the game against the Broncos for the win. He returned it like 90-something yards for the win. That was JT, not you. Jason Taylor made that play, Crowder.
I encouraged him.
JT, not CC.
I said, JT, they coming this way. Get them, big man.
The Dolphins-Bucks game on Friday. Tampa's a 2.5-point favorite over Miami. Wasn't it Miami the favorite yesterday?
They were.
Why did that flip like that? Because we said yesterday, remember, Miami was the favorite, and you said, well, makes sense. You've got two decent backup quarterbacks who are playing for the backup position.
Yes.
So why did that flip?
And then the backup, Tampa's backup, is named like John Wolford or something, and he's terrible.
Right, yeah. Why did that flip?
Maybe because the Dolphins signed Xander Horvath, Anthony McFarlane Jr., Jadon Jank, and DaQuan Jackson to play heavy minutes on Friday.
Could be.
You know, is it because they would know that beforehand, just knowing that Todd Bowles might really try to play and Mike McDaniel doesn't give a damn about the third preseason game?
Oh, aren't there like trends on that too, where you can look at like the third preseason game, such and such a coach is, although yeah. they would have known that yesterday when the line was Dolphins minus 2.5. I don't know. I'm afraid to ask anybody because they'll know I'm a huge degenerate if I want to know why the line flipped for Dolphins preseason game 3. So
that would be the answer back. The text would say why.
Yeah, exactly.
I do want to know why, though, by the way. Like, I'm definitely betting this game on Friday.
I think I'm going. I think I'm going to be there because I'm going up to Tampa with DJ.
He's traveling for the preseason, Solano.
I don't miss a preseason game. I don't care where they are.
Hux wants to be an assistant GM. He's evaluating.
I said to David, I'm like, you want to take any of your roommates? And he's like, yeah, I don't think so. I'm like, all right, well, you're lost.
Doesn't class start on Monday?
I don't know.
He's a junior in college, and everybody just got back to campus, and he's going to go watch a preseason game.
Football. I'll buy the popcorn.
I don't think he remember you at, 20?
I'll buy the snacks. Yeah, it's on me.
I'll tell you what kind of snacks he's worried about, but I'll text it to you.
Well, that's the thing. Like, hey, you want to go to a football game? Yeah, I'm down. We're going to tailgate. No, actually, my dad is taking us.
Yeah, that's cool too, Solana. Good point.
There's a Krispy Kreme near Raymond James Stadium. I mean, the time of our lives.
Hey, fellas, you want ice cream?
Oh, someone says that we should find out how the drive up to Tampa with Cuno and Goldie and Bo was. Let me text Cuno.
Yeah. Was that today, though? Solana. They're probably
because Cuno was on with us. No, Cuno was on with us yesterday. They're leaving today.
Why?
I don't know. They're leaving today. I didn't make that. What am I, their travel agent?
Aaron Bo Camper's driveway because he wanted to take a nap. They're just waiting.
Man, I hope Bo forced Cuno to let him drive. I'm praying for that.
What happens if Cuno pulls up and Bo says, I'm driving?
Yeah, you have to let him.
You just get out?
Yeah, you have to.
It's not, I'm a grown man. That's my car. Like,
can I sit in the front? No. I just texted Cuno.
What if Bo makes Goldie and Cuno sit in the back seat?
That'd be great.
He's in front by himself.
No, what would be funny is if Cuno goes and picks them up and they both sit in the back. Cuno wouldn't say anything.
Hey, pull over up here. I want a donut.
Jimmy, if you were driving me somewhere, you know, we were leaving the studios and I said, hey, can you take me over, pick up my car, whatever, and I sat in the back seat, would you say anything?
Absolutely not.
Right. You would just like sit back there. It's funny.
That's stay there funny and behave.
All right, anything else in the headline, Solana?
I once forced Jimmy to give me the shirt off his back, so I believe that.
He did. That's not even a lie.
What?
I was taping a TV segment with NBC6 on the Copa America, and I was wearing a Marlins jersey, like an actual jersey, and I didn't feel like it was appropriate. Or I was wearing like a T-shirt that was kind of raggedy.
And if he didn't know that they were going to come to the studio to get his opinion on the Copa. Actually, I think they were doing it via Zoom.
Right.
And Jimmy was there at the studio with Solana, and he's like, that's a better shirt. Like, let me wear your shirt.
Hey, Jimmy, you just got naked?
Yep.
Absolutely.
And I think Solana was wearing his shirt from the gym.
I
think Jimmy had to put on Solana's gym shirt.
That's what it was. It was my Palmer Trinity lacrosse T-shirt that I always wear to the gym. And I just ripped it off. I said, Jimmy, give me your shirt. And he gave me his shirt. I did the interview. And then we changed back in the middle of the segment.
It felt so gross.
Of course it did. You should have said no.
Don't even speak. You smack him in the mouth and stare at him if he asks again. Not a discussion.
Thanks, Jimbo.
You're welcome.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida, been raining on and off. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s, low 80s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
There is no response yet from Mike Cuno, which leads me to believe they're all in the car right now. It probably comes up, you know, text from Hawk, and he is not going to play it because he knows it's going to be something about the ride. So he's or he probably doesn't even have his phone hooked up to the car because he doesn't want Goldie and Bo Camper to see the text as they're coming in. That's just my guess. Just my guess.
He disconnected CarPlay because he didn't want to disturb anybody.
Well, don't you asked why they were going today. Isn't there a joint practice in Tampa tomorrow, Solana?
I thought it was... Oh, today is Tuesday. So, yes, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought today was Monday.
Well, wait a second. Was the practice in Tampa today?
No. Today was the final practice in Miami. Tomorrow, they'll practice in Tampa.
Got you. And then there's no practice, I'm guessing, on Thursday.
No practice Thursday, and then the game on Friday. My bad. I was operating like if today was Monday.
Got you.
Oh, because you skipped work yesterday.
Skipped work yesterday. It was a day after a vacation.
I didn't skip work. I had the day off. I told you guys I had the day off, and I took the day off.
Well, I don't know about that.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm in Tate Martell mode.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour Hurricane Hotline. Zagacki and DBJ is coming up after us. I did get a text finally from Mike Cuno driving to Tampa with Kim Bo Camper and Steve Goldstein. I said, listeners want to know how the drive was. He texted me back. Goldie fell asleep 10 minutes in and bought a gas station pizza. I didn't understand. So I asked for a little clarity. Who bought the gas station pizza? And I haven't heard back yet. So he's got to wait, you know, for Bo Camper to not be paying attention or something until he texts me back.
Is that rude? Because I do that all the time. If you're riding with somebody, go straight.
Depends on who's driving. Like if Cuno wants them to fall asleep because he doesn't want to have to talk. There's a lot of pressure. But if you get it, like for you, you like talking. Mm-hmm. So if I fell asleep in your car on the drive to Tampa, you'd probably find that rude. But for someone who doesn't want to talk like Cuno, that's like the best scenario.
It's funny because if I'm driving, I do want to talk. But if I'm a passenger, I am snoring up a storm.
Just want to sleep.
There's no reason for everybody to be awake.
Let me talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Speaking of being awake, got more energy because I'm going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. A lot of guys, you know, I'm in my mid-50s. A lot of guys in their 30s and 40s, you start to lose your energy. You don't feel like you used to feel. And that's where Atlantic Men's Clinic comes in. Low testosterone, that can cause a host of problems, including low energy and brain fog. And then that leads to bad workouts and decreased sleep time and low sex drive. And most guys just attribute that to aging, and they don't consider there's medical treatments for it. And if you treat your low T, you can change your life. I'm glad I'm going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I was there today, as a matter of fact, at the one in Boca, getting the testosterone shot. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they're the experts in treating low testosterone. You can go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com, take the low T quiz, get all the info right there. Schedule a consultation, get more info, and you're on the road to more energy and better workouts and better sleeps and better sex drive and not feeling like just lethargic all day long. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they've been serving South Florida since 2020. They've successfully treated thousands of men. They have six locations to serve you here in South Florida. Again, I go to the one in Boca, but certainly there's one near you. Call them today, 877-455-7300. That's 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. That is going to do it for us on this Tuesday. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Marlins. We will speak with you mañana.
Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.